The day you stop. One day will be tomorrow. The day of truce and socket and beaten. The day you shrink into stopping. The day threadbare and pain, shamed, and limit. Until then, you might be continuing, because that is what you do until the last moment when you must stop. Still everywhere the shiver is slow on the tongue, insistent. You will stop for some weeks, your body taking body from your blood in the back of the throat, and those weeks will be, thank you God, acres of erasure and resurrection and the clabber of other small prayers you stoop to collect. You will be diligent because you have paid good money to be taught how to stop, slanting off from queasy transgressions, those clutches and source. Even so, we shouldn't fool ourselves. Resolve cannot liquefy need. You will probably start again soon after you have completed the stopping, the unwashed swell of rapture taking your face through teeth to heartbeat, every beaten moment on the couch. Every relief, have hereafter and clamor. Have nothing worse. You'll follow the mumble through the ache that is tincture, is rule and bundle, is famished inside you and thrumming. You understand there are two types, and you are the type to release. If you had to choose between settle and suture, you know what you're after. You'd pour yourself hitches and battery. Pour yourself each subsequent time. It will become impossible to believe you will ever stop for good. Stopping is not counter or suspect, but easing back is all that is left. The impulse has got you. It's all that survives.